followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Being we're out of executive session. Oh, he just came in. We did all three. You missed it.
You just missed it there.
Approval of the agenda. We have a motion, Mr. Duke, second Mr. Jones, to approve the agenda as in printed form. Questions? Mr. Record Show, Mr. Cole, Mr. Phillips are not in the room as of yet. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Approval minutes from June the 27th. It's only August, and we're talking about June.
I'm still trying. I'm
sorry. So moved.
Motion, Mr. Duke, second Mr. Jones, to approve the minutes as in printed form for June the 27th for Sussex County Council for 2006. The record show, Mr. Cole, Mr. Phillips are out of the room. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips? I meant Mr. Duke?
Yes.
I voted yes. Reading correspondence,
Mr. Durgan.
We have one item of correspondence, a letter from Carolyn Schall, the Director of Families Connected, Inc., thanking council for a donation that they have used to offer a summer feeding program to low-income children, a summer camp for at-youth risk, and a variety of outreach events.
Okay.
Unless some of you have correspondence to pass.
I have one I forgot left over my desk, a letter from Town and Country for the Chamber of Commerce in Seaford, thanking for the donation for the Town and Country Fair they held in Seaford at the Ross Mansion.
Okay, and with that, we've got Mr. Stickles' appointment to boards and committees.
That administrator's report.
Administrator's report.
I have that.
That's number three.
Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
Administrator's report.
Okay.
6:35.
I got that, but it says appointment to boards and committees. Administrator's report.
Right about that.
You're moving along too fast.
You got, you got a different one.
We're messing with
you. Yeah, it's right here.
Thank you. Yeah.
August the 8th, 6:30 p.m. Everything's been argued so far.
Okay. That's a typo error.
Administrator's report.
It's a trick.
It's a
trick.
He's been drinking.
Administrator's report. Number three, and that'll be number one.
The Delaware Solid Waste Authority will be conducting a public workshop to allow for public comments on proposed recycling plan. The workshop will provide an explanation discussion on recyclable division being planned, proposed in the new statewide recycling requirements. The Sussex County workshop will be held on August 24th, 2006 from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Solid Waste Management Center, 28560 Landfill Lane, Georgetown, Delaware. Workshop is one of three being held statewide.
Got that, Dan?
Okay, with that, we'll go to Mr. Baker, Finance Director, appointments to boards and committees.
Yeah. Yes, the first item is appointments to boards and committees, and as was discussed last week, there are a number of openings. First, on the Board of Adjustment, there's one for Mr. Jones.
I'd like to nominate Brent Workman, please.
Second.
Motion to appoint Brent Workman to the Board of Adjustment. Is that a three-year deal?
Yes.
Three-year appointment. Motion made by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips. For Mr. Workman, questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Yes. Baker.
Okay, then the Building Code Appeal Board, there is one for Mr. Jones.
Yes. I would like to
Kevin Pritchett.
Right, nominate Second. Kevin for another term.
Who was that? Pritchett?
Yeah.
Okay, motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to appoint Kevin Pritchett for a three-year appointment.
Four-year
appointment. Okay, to the
Housing Code
Building Code Appeal Board and Housing Code Appeal Board. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
And one for the Library Advisory Board for Mr. Cole.
Theo Lepato from Bethany Beach.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Phillips, to appoint Theo Lepato to the Library Advisory Board for a period of 3 years. As made the motion, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Baker?
And then finally, there are some from each district for the Advisory Committee for the Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities.
You want?
We've got one for Mr. Phillips, two for Mr. Rogers, two for Mr. Dukes, one for Mr. Jones, and one for Mr. Cole.
Let's start right down the list.
Okay.
Mr. Phillips, go first.
Sounds like playing poker.
Mr. Phillips, Albert Lank was your last appointment.
What was his name?
Albert Lank. Clark. Albert Clark.
Albert Clark.
He's actually Cole's sister.
I like Albert.
He's a holdover from the redistricting.
Okay.
Back when I used to have Oak Orchard in that district.
Okay.
But since he's been serving, I will nominate him again.
Okay.
Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones to nominate Albert Clark for a 2-year term for the Advisory Committee for the Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Vote is yes. Next one will be mine. Appreciate a vote for Vance Daniels.
Make a motion to do appoint Vance Daniels.
Second.
You want to do both of yours?
You got to do them one at a time?
We'll do them one at a time. I guess I've had to.
Vance Daniels for 3 years.
Motion for 2 years. 2-year appointment. Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Jones to appoint Vance Daniels for a 2-year appointment.
Sorry. Yeah.
The Advisory Committee for Aging Adults with Physical Disabilities. Question, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote is yes. My next appointment, I request Sandra Doyle if I get a motion.
So move.
Sandra Doyle.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Dukes, second by Mr. Phillips to appoint Sandra Doyle to the Advisory Committee for Aging Adults with Physical Disabilities for a 2-year term. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote is yes.
I'd like to nominate James Mosley with one question. When will their term expire? Will it expire? It
starts tonight.
Starts tonight, 2 years from now?
Mm-hmm. Starts tonight.
Okay. So they've been serving a year with that. Okay. James Mosley.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Dukes, second by Mr. Jones to appoint James Mosley to a 2-year appointment from this evening. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
I'd like to also nominate Newton Krause for a period of 2 years.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Dukes, second by Mr. Jones to nominate Newton Krause for a period of 2 years for the Aging Committee for Aging and Adults Physical Disabilities. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
I'd like to nominate Johnny Williams for a 2-year term.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes to nominate John Williams for a 2-year term to the Advisory Committee for Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for a 2-year term. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Mr. Cole, you have Raymond Moore Sr. Raymond Moore Sr.
You're up, George.
Oh.
Raymond Moore Sr. you've had on before.
Yeah, he lives down in Selbyville, I think.
Okay.
He's in Vance's district.
Well, he got one for
We're
you.
We're trading on. I'll take it.
Right.
I'll reappoint him.
Motion by Mr.
Now
Cole.
We're even, so don't expect anything.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by.
It's nice that you guys play together.
Mr. Phillips. To appoint Raymond Moore Sr. to the Advisory Committee for the Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for a 2-year term. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Vote is yes. I think that fulfills all the 7 appointees.
Can we go home?
That.
There you can go, George. Yeah.
The next item is the wastewater agreement for Bay Forest Club, LLC. And this is a construction administration inspection agreement for sewer installation for an Ordinance 38 project on the east side of White's Neck Road and north of Old Mill Road in the Millville Sewer District. It includes 127 single-family and homes and townhouses. System connection fees will be $649,351. The total proposed construction cost is $2,656,962, and the construction administration and construction inspection cost is $150,000. So if there aren't any questions, I'll read the motion. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 8104, Agreement Number 478-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Bay Forest LLC for wastewater installation to be constructed in Bay Forest, located in the Millville Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve Sussex County Project 8104, Bay Forest Club Phases 1.1 and 1.3, Agreement Number 478-1, Bay Forest LLC. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I voted yes. Mr. Baker?
Okay, the next item I have pertains to the budget for the Delaware Transit Corporation. And each year, as you recall, the County Council approves the Delaware Transit Corporation budget for senior center transportation. And the Delaware General Assembly authorizes state funding each year for this program. The County Council approves the individual funding amounts for each senior center. For this current fiscal 2007, the General Assembly approved $796,862, which was the same amount as approved during the previous 2 years. And I had I have a handout which reflects the first column shows each agency, and then next to that is an amount for each agency, which is the amount that they were appropriated during last fiscal year, which just ended June 30, and then that total is $796,862, which is the amount of state funds available again. The next column shows the 2007 funding request. This is the amount requested by the individual senior centers, which totals $956,577. So that results in a shortfall of $159,715, about 20% of the total. Basically, tonight the council has three options. One would be to approve the state funding for each center at the same level as fiscal 2006 for a total of $796,862. And it is important that we do approve the state funding tonight, because then the state will begin sending them the checks. Another option would be to reallocate the money, the state money, between the different senior centers. So for instance, you could deduct some from Cape Henlopen Senior Center and add it to CHEER or vice versa, that sort of thing. Third option would be to, after approving the state allocation of state funds, would be to provide some additional county grant for assistance. Again, this could be decided in conjunction with other grant requests received from other agencies at a later date, if you would like. But tonight we have with us Mr. John Culp from the CHEER Center, who may be able to explain a little bit about why the center, explain a little bit about the programs and why they're requesting additional monies.
Good evening. Thank you very much. Yes, as Mr. Baker said, the...
Just your name or position.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. I'm John Culp, C-U-L-P, Deputy Director of CHEER. As Mr. Baker indicated, the funding from the state this year is flat. The same number that it has been for the last 2 or 3 years. I don't have the sheet in front of me that you have, but CHEER's request. Well, that well, okay, thank you.
If you need it.
All right. CHEER's request from the state, 549-235. CHEER's request from the state was, as you see, 609-543. The difference is almost totally explained by increases in workman's compensation insurance and fuel and oil. When I was here at Mr. Sickles' budget presentation, it astounded me how much our budgeting buttoned up with yours, the sorts of increases that we were budgeting in fuel and transportation costs. We've been able to live with flat funding for the last 2 years, but this two or three years, but this coming year, we can't run our program on the same amount of money. We just, not with the increases we are in fuel oil and workman's compensation insurance that we have to absorb. So something's got to give. What will give almost certainly is one of the buses that we run to our Roxana center. And we will simply have to park that bus and provide less transportation. So that you know, these buses that we're talking about, CHEER provides the transportation not only to our own centers, but to the senior center in Laurel and the senior center in Bridgeville. So we do a lot of this. And these buses are, they all have lifts. And the people that ride these buses are the people with disabilities, the people that don't own automobiles, the people that maybe you know, have stopped driving or whatever. These are people that need transportation help. That's who's on these buses. So it hurts us to have to take a bus off the road, but that's simply what's going to happen. We can't run our program. As a result, we have had some correspondence with Mr. Baker and Mr. Stickles asking the council for an additional $50,000 or $60,000, which would bring us back to the level that we requested from the state and would allow us to keep running that bus in Roxana. It's just that short and sweet. I understand, though, you have many, many demands on you this year. We're just one of many, but that's our story.
Okay. One question, Mr. Culp.
Yes, sir.
I noticed the difference in requests from different centers. I mean, who looks at these and makes sure that the requests are legitimate, that are just not a pie in the sky or a dream that they're...
Right.
They want to do. I mean, is it needs or how is this based on? Especially when I look at Indian River, they only requested $2,100 compared to Laurel at 92 and Nanticoke at 39 and 24 and 41 and so forth.
Yeah.
I mean, why did Indian River only need $2,100?
Mr. Dukes, I wish I could answer that. I don't know enough about their program.
Do you know, Mr. Tickles?
Indian River only runs one program for this.
Okay.
They just—it's one bus. They run one program every year. That's all they ask for.
Yeah, they
just one trip
amount.
Or one outing or something
it's
like
just
that.
Just one
yeah.
outing they
okay.
run a year.
Okay.
That's all, right. all
that's,
they do. The same.
That's a good
the
idea.
Last 15 years, that's all they've asked for, and it's one trip they go on.
I'm proud to see that we're the second lowest number.
Okay.
They do provide a breakdown. In a request for each agency that I have.
Yeah. And, of course, we submit to the state tremendous detail, you know, where the money's going, and that's subject to state
sure, yeah.
review and everything.
You've been doing it for how many years? Quite a few years.
We've been doing it for 35 years.
Yeah, 35 years. Mr. Baker, since you're still the finance director, I guess, where would money like this come from if we were so inclined to give money?
There are some funds available in the constable's budget that we had anticipated for a different purpose.
What was the purpose we were anticipating? I don't remember.
Dog control.
Well, we
possibility of dog control this year, and that looks like it'll be postponed.
Well, if I have a choice between dog patrol in the future and taking care of the seniors now, I think I'd take care of the seniors now, personally, but I don't know about the rest of you. You might find dogs a priority. But I think we ought to have a priority in that.
Let's take Mr.
Oh, we're going to be. We're certainly going to be in charge of dog control.
Next year, yeah.
Mr. Cole. So,
and if I may, we can entertain a motion to approve what the state, what you're required to do tonight, so the checks could be released. I want to thank you if you have any questions.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And then to give finance
time to get back.
Time to get back with us to be fair to them. And
right.
Then, because we do have a lot of requests besides that one, because when Mr. Stickles made the buzzer presentation, re-elected at that point in time to wait till the legislature adjourned to see where the funds would be halted or not. So that'd be fair to Ms. Webb upstairs.
Yes, we have plenty of requests.
Okay, so let's do
requests.
That if you don't mind.
Can I make sure. One more point? I'm sorry, that's bad manners. But the interesting thing about this is if when our bus comes off the road, these people almost certainly ride DART, those who choose to continue to come, and most will continue to choose to come, I think. That ride will be like two or three times more expensive than it would be with CHEER's bus on the road. So we are among other things, the cost-efficient solution to the to transportation.
Okay.
That's worth noting. Thank you.
Do you have a motion for the first?
So we're deferring on this?
We're not going to act on the second. The first part, we have to act on so we get their money from the state.
Right.
You don't want to delay the state's money.
That's right.
No, I don't want to delay that, but I don't also, I want to keep this.
We can discuss that later.
Because Roxanna, there's a lot of people down there. There's been a lot of growth. There's a lot of elderly people in the countryside still.
Right. Can you get a motion?
Need this.
Yes. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize allocation of the state senior transportation program funds for a total of $796,862. As presented, for the same individual amounts as authorized for fiscal 2006.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Duke, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve the motion for chair for the state to release their funds for FY 207 as the motion is read. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. And we will stay on top of that. And
Mr.
Get,
yes. May I ask Mr. Cole a question?
Yeah.
I mean,
go ahead.
I hate asking this question.
You're allowed.
No.
How much would it take to keep the Rock? When are you going to stop the Roxanna program?
Well, I have to tell you, Mr. Stickles, if we think that there's some hope for relief from the council, we will probably continue to operate that bus in that hope using our reserves. If we come to believe that it's a closed issue, then we, in about 30 days, the bus will stop operating.
Okay.
We'll give people enough time to transition.
It's not going to stop this week.
No, sir.
Okay.
No.
But, Bob, I'd like to have something on the agenda maybe in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we will.
So there's an indication, because 30 days goes by real fast, and I'd like to at least give them an indication if the council is so inclined to support it or not.
We have a break the 22nd of August.
29.
Is our last meeting before Labor Day. Would the council make a decision by then?
Yes.
That's the last one. It was on the 22nd?
Mm-hmm, right.
We had the 15th and the 22nd. So on
we
the
22nd. Gave you an answer by then.
Just so we can put it on the agenda so he like he says, they ought to know.
Okay.
Mr. Baker, you mentioned the constable's budget, but is this eligible for, like, real estate transfer funds?
No. This would not be. It's not public works or public safety or
3 years ago we gave $100,000. I guess it's been longer than that because Shirley Price was in office. So how long ago did she get voted out?
2002.
Can't remember. 4 years.
It's been that long. Okay. But the council did do something about 4 years ago and said it was a one-time fix. But I don't think, I'll have to ask Senator Bunning. He should know how long ago it's been since he increased funding to them. But, you know.
What are you talking about to cheer or to?
For this
program.
Program.
For this program.
The state just has not increased this funding in quite a few years. But
yeah. 22nd, we'll put it back on.
And I believe there will be relief.
Okay, now, next thing will be old business, Mr. Lank. Conditional use number 1663, Toe Tapper LLC.
Good evening,
Mr. We have the one item of old business being conditional use 1663, the application of Toe Tapper LLC. It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for professional office space to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.4422 acres, more or less, lying northwest of Route 24, 520 feet southwest of Road 297. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on July 13th. Council held public hearing last Tuesday. For the record, the commission on July 27th, Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1663 for Toe Tapper LLC based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the use as medical and professional offices will serve the community. It is also consistent with other business and commercial uses in the vicinity of the property. Two, a centralized location of this use on Route 24 should relieve some traffic on Route 1 and other area roadways. 3, the use is of a public character that will benefit the health, safety, and welfare of residents of Sussex County. 4, the use will not have a significant adverse impact on traffic. And 5, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. 1, the site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all agency approvals. 2, lighting for parking on the property in general will be down lights mounted on poles or lighting pointing away from adjacent properties. 3, the office hours will be from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. The offices will be closed on Sundays. There may be emergency office hours at any time. 4, required parking will be provided and handicap parking will be marked. 5, the building, stormwater management facilities, well, and septic shall all be located in such a way that in the event that Route 24 is widened, the impact on a subject property will be minimal. 6, there shall be one sign on the property not larger than 4 feet high and 8 feet long designating the offices. And 7, Sussex County Engineering has stated that the project is in the county's north coastal planning area and that only 9.86 EDUs are allocated to the site. Under that limitation, any building on the site shall not exceed 9,760 square feet in size. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 5-0. In council's deliberation for the public hearing, I ask that we go back to engineering and get a clarification on their comments. So if I may, I'll pass out copies of their response. And for the record, this is a memorandum addressed to myself. It was dated August 3rd, received on August 7th from John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning, and referencing this application and in reference to EDU allotments. The purpose of this memo is to reconfirm our conditional use and change of zone review comments dated July 10 of 2006. You commented that there was a mention of previous negotiations on allowing additional capacity for this project. I am finding no evidence or confirmation of those negotiations. There is also debate on the county's use of 300 gallons per day per EDU, which is according to Sussex County Code Chapter 110-96 for assessment and service charges, Sussex County standards and specifications, and a DEN recommended figure. We were provided with information showing 2,000 square foot for orthopedics, 2,000 square foot for gastroenterology. I'm going to have fun with these. 2,000-3,000 square foot of storage, 3,000 square foot for podiatry, 3,000 square foot for cardiology, 4,000 square foot for primary care, and 5,000 square foot for physical therapy. Based on this information, there is approximately 19,000 square foot of office space and storage space is not assessed. The county's method for assessing these types of facilities is one EDU or 1,000 square foot of office space. This comes to a total of 19 EDUs. However, this number could increase after we receive detailed plans showing actual usage and fixtures for the facility. As stated in our previous comments, the North Coastal Planning Study allocates 4 EDUs per acre for AR zone land in the environmentally sensitive developing zone. Therefore, this project has been allocated future wastewater capacity based on 2.44 acres times 4 EDUs per acre or 9.76 EDUs. Although the Sussex County Engineering Department recognizes that potential density, we have made flow deductions in our design of pipeline and pump stations, which can reduce anticipated flows by up to 30%. It is therefore unsafe to assume they will have less flow than our calculations based on their experience. Approving projects at greater than design assumptions has a negative impact on sewer system capacity. We recommend against exceeding the 4 EDUs per acre for any AR zone lands.
So basically, my reading is that they stand by their original comments? Is that?
That's my interpretation.
Is that everybody's interpretation? Make sure that we're all on the same page? Dale, how do you interpret it, this?
That's what they're saying, Mr. Cole. I just don't agree with it.
Well, why don't you agree with it? What is your expertise in this field?
They say they have done this. This is how they've been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they say 300 square feet are 300 gallons for residential. But then when they go to commercial, they go to based on square footage.
Mm-hmm.
As the applicant pointed out last week, they figured 20 gallons in their calculation, and they still had 400 and some gallons left over. Here it is. The county goes to one EDU per 3,000 square feet if it's retail space, and then one EDU per 1,000 square feet if it's office space. And they switch to this. However, they realize that there's other ways of calculating it, and last week they calculated it based on 20 gallons per day per person.
Last week they did, or who did?
The applicant.
The applicant, okay, right.
And then the applicant also pulled it off the internet, Denrec's regulations, and Denrec they do the calculations by gallons also, and Denrec uses 20 gallons per office space. And also this week I found out that the architects use what they call their architectural graphic standards, which is like their Bible for their architectural design, and they only use 15 gallons per EDU. So there's more than one way to do it. I'm not sure that our way is the right way. It's just the way that we've always been doing it.
I didn't realize you had such expertise.
Well, you asked me. I guess you must want. No,
I am impressed with your homework you've done.
Good.
So, but I'm just. It's a shame we don't have the somebody representing the engineering department too.
Well, that's what you have, Mr. Cole, when you have
night
meetings.
Tell us why they do these other things. But so you're supporting the applicant's position over our engineering department?
I haven't voted yet.
Right. Okay. Well, it sounded like from what your assessment of the situation.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you after I vote, Mr. Cole.
No.
All right. Mr. Lang, anything else?
No, sir.
Any further questions, Mr. Lang, gentlemen?
I'm just curious. They said no retail, Lawrence. And I know in their comments when I read it back here. And is there a way that we can put to make sure that we understand that it's medical and professional, and somebody in the future would understand it also, that there'd be no retail type of operation there? I think some wording in there somewhere. I don't know which line, but
it wasn't a listing as far as a condition. It was a listing as far as a finding.
Right.
The use of medical and professional. It could be added as number 8.
Well, Heidi, but
that the use be limited to medical and professional offices, not and with no retail activity.
Right. Heidi, in her comments and in your things, that no retail is proposed.
No, she did. That's correct.
Right. So I was just curious. I'm not curious. I said I'd like to see personally that we put the wording in there that there's no retail, so that we understand, because of traffic and everything else is based on medical and professional. Any problem with that, gentlemen?
Nope. She stated it.
No.
Okay. Anything else?
Mr. Cole, or Mr. Lank, sure. If this parcel was zoned commercial, how many EDUs would they have? By same land, same 2.4 acres?
I wouldn't know. It's their calculation based on engineering. If they get 12 EDUs, would be 12.
12 EDUs.
Right, it would be 12.
So they'd get, 26, something like that, probably?
Dale, you would probably get comments that when we had the zoning change, that they're in capacity, and then you guys would then, again, interpret that our engineering department was wrong and the applicants were right, and you would change the zone, and then they'd get it. But if you take the engineering department's comments from every time we do this, you would read them, that they say, no, we don't have the capacity, and then we, as a group, then change that. And that's where you get to the additional capacity, and that's why we're in trouble where we are in all these districts.
It's sort of difficult when the county does one way, Denrec does it another, and the architects
do it another.
It's our county.
We got to do it our way. I didn't even care about the
on commercial arts. Then the county also, when they put a quarry tile floor in and 25 drains into one pipe, has 25 EDUs.
Right.
That's another whack job. I don't believe in that either. But You get calls about that every week. Put an 8-inch pipe in the floor right down the center of this room, put one drain in it, that's 180 EUs. If you put 20 drains in that pipe, one pipe, it's 20 EUs. It makes no sense to me.
So, Mr. Lang, why did they cut them back to 9,700 square feet? Was that just because of the EDUs?
You mean the commission?
Yes.
The commission based it on the original comments from engineering. And they actually used that square footage as a calculation in the original engineering comments. They said 9.86 EDUs for the site, and they also referenced 9,760 square foot.
As long, Dale, when they start doing something like this and they consistently do it, it keeps everything in check. As they start doing it, we start changing. That's where we get in trouble. So we either got to support our engineering department, which I think has done a great job supplying sewer service to all this density you guys have approved. But if you just keep bumping it up, it's somebody's going to be in trouble somewhere down the line. You're probably not going to be here, and it may not matter. But I think we need to start following these comments. They don't seem biased at all. They seem very consistent. They're treating them like everybody else. So I don't know how you can argue against our engineering department or the applicants. Of course they want more.
Yeah, any further discussion, debate?
Good God.
Other questions?
There is a typo in my comments from engineering. It was 9.76 EDUs, and their calculation and their comments was 9,760. That part's correct.
And they've already, it looks like they've even calculated a 30%, you know, consideration there in flows and stuff.
Any other comments?
Unbelievable.
Are you going to... Is the council going along with number 7? Are you going to limit them to that square footage, or are we going to increase that?
Well, Dale, go on the record and make the change. You're dying to do it, so just do it, and we'll get it over, and we'll move on.
Okay.
You're just...
All right, what do you want to do, Dylan?
Chomping at the bit.
I think number 7 is... I don't agree with the calculations. I think there's other ways to do it, and I don't know... I think we should change it.
Is that a motion?
Is there any testimony, other than Dale's testimony, is there any other testimony anywhere other than the applicants and Dale's about a problem with the engineering department's calculations? I don't think so. So take that into consideration when we...
Okay, Dale.
Needs to be something on the record.
Then I'll make a motion, then we strike the 9,760 and make that 20,000 square feet maximum.
Second.
A motion, Mr. Duke. Second, Mr. Phillips. Change number 7 from 9,760 to 20,000?
20,000.
20,000 square feet in size. Okay. Questions?
Pardon? And you're going to add number 8.
And we're adding number 8. Which is number 8?
The use shall be limited to medical and professional offices. Only,
no retail.
Only with no retail activities. Is that right, Jim?
Well, we're voting on Dale taking the 8 out or 6 out or 7 out.
No, changing out, 7 from 9,760 to 20,000.
Okay, we've got to vote
and we're
on
adding number 8. All right, we're going to vote on that. Questions?
So, I have a question.
Yes.
In the finding for 7, are we eliminating, are you proposing to eliminate the entire first sentence, or how will number 7 read, Mr. Lank, if it's...
Well, the way I understood Mr. Duke's, you didn't take the statement out. Engineering's still saying there's only 9.76 EDUs allocated to this site.
So the last sentence would then read, any building on the site shall not exceed 20,000 square feet.
Right. You'd probably be better off take the first sentence out.
Take it out.
It conflicts.
Take it out. Just say building size should not exceed 20,000 square feet.
And not reference the 9.X, whatever it is, the EDUs per... For that site? Is that what you're suggesting, Mr. Dukes?
That's what the
I think it's probably the best way to do it if there's support.
Yeah, for if you don't care, it is the best way to do it.
Right? Well, I've heard our engineering department, Mr. Cole, say they could design, you put in a density you want, and they'll design.
I've never heard him say
capacity.
That here, Dale. I've never heard him say that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, Dale. Yeah. I don't think so. I think you're making it up.
You got a motion, second.
Any further questions on the motion? If not, call for the vote, Mr. Cole.
I'm going to have to vote no because I support the engineering department of the county as opposed to any of these other organizations or agencies or applicants or whatever.
Call votes now, Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
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 All right.
Yes. Is on.
All right. Next is Mr. Griffith. Number 8 is going to be added. Mr. Langs has the authority to add that. And that'll be professional, medical professionals, space, no retail. And mapping address, and you got that thing in there someplace, right? Mr. Lang, you got that in there, mapping and dressing someplace.
About site plan review.
No, you don't necessarily have to do that.
Site plan review shall be
site plan review is number 1.
Number 1.
Okay.
All right. We got it all there, Mr. Griffith. Read the title.
Address. The address.
I said that mapping and address.
Sorry, is that part of
it? It can be, but it's required anyway.
By the ordinance.
By ordinance.
Okay. Read the title.
The title is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional office space to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2.4422 acres.
With the 8 conditions.
Right.
Question. Entertain a motion.
I make a motion we approve CU 1663 with the 8 conditions.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Phillips to approve conditional use 1663 Toe Tapper LLC with 8 conditions. And you've heard them and run into the record. Questions? Mr. Cole.
No, I support the engineering's recommendations, engineering department's recommendations, and planning and zoning's recommendations. And with their conditions, and so I'll have to vote no because I believe that it would consistently doing these types of changes will jeopardize our county's sewer system in that area.
Okay, Mr. Cole votes no. Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record recommendation with the amended number 7 regarding the square footage and the addition of number 8 regarding the restriction against retail, I vote yes.
Phillips votes yes. Mr. Phillip or Mr. Jones?
I vote yes also with P&Z with the amended number 7 and added number 8.
Mr. Jones votes yes. Mr. Dukes?
My vote is yes with the 8 conditions or stipulations.
My vote would be yes also for Toe Tapper LLC. Motion passed.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Next we go to